G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 9. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, Super Saturday at Flemington, and it's never lived up to the name. In particular, the Newmarket, an absolute cracker.
Yeah, 23 charging down the straight, like old-fashioned Newmarkets. I think the latest, the most recent sort of one of these might have been Haylist's one, where it was 20 or 21, and Haylist just held off buffering with the big weight. So, yeah, very exciting Newmarket. And, of course, the Australian Cup, well, Avilius, I think he can get even money just, but he's sort of hovering now in that odds-on quote. But a few X factors in the race, particularly those at the top. The duo of Lloyd Williams and Liam Howley's Melbourne Cup winners, Almand and Rekindling, just add that bit of spice to the race. You just don't know quite what to expect from them. But yeah, Avilius will be hard to beat. And obviously it could be a huge day for Godolphin. They've got the favourite in the Newmarket as well.
And a couple of big Group 1s in Sydney as well. The Canterbury Stakes and, of course, the Randwick Guineas, as well as a very intriguing Challenge Stakes there, which is worth $500,000. The Autumn Sun, I expected to go in his winning way, but you found one to knock him off.
Yeah, it's really good that Mark Newnham and Connections have taken up the challenge of having a go at the Autumn Sun with their gun filly Nikita Jane, and I think everything what we've seen of her, this prep suggests she might be pretty special. We know the colt is. I reckon she might be very, very good as well, so I think she can take it right up to him. And of course, the two lead-ups to the Golden Slipper, the Riesling and the Todman, in years gone by, they have proven the best guide heading towards the big one.
All right, we'll get to Sydney shortly. We'll start at Flemington, and the first of the black type races there on Super Saturday is the Incognitus Stakes, a listed event for three-year-olds over 1,100 metres.
Difficult race. I end up going for 5 Crone. Mick Price has got a couple here, both ex-Weir runners, Anjana and Crone. There didn't seem to be much between them in the spring. I've actually left Anjana out, just worried about that gate one, but I've gone Crone. I thought the jump out was pretty good. Split Amphitrite and Very Elegant in the manifold, pretty good form. 3 Blur Roche, had excuses last time, was really good before that. 2 Sunset Watch, back from a spell. And the Query runner, number 1, Yulong Yu Heng. The Snowden team have got a couple of these Yulongs on Saturday, both having their first Australian start.
I've gone for a Blur Roche on top, number 3, from 10 Golden Halo, 9 Bold Ariel, and 2 Sunset Watch. Race 5, MSS Security Size Produce Stakes, 1400, Group 2 for the 2-year-olds at set weights.
And with 5 Exeter, he's a colt I've always sort of quite liked, seeing him at the jump outs, and his first 2 runs were okay in the Diamond Preludes. I just thought he needed a bit of headgear. I think they meant Winkers, his second start, but Blinkers at Sale, and he won really well coming away there. I think the 1400, he'll eat that up. So happy to back him each way in a difficult race. 12, really discreet. She created a huge impression on debut, so certainly respecting her. And a couple of big odds I want to include in my multiples. I thought 8 Serengeti had been jumping out well. The Pat Carey stable's been having a decent run the last couple of weeks. Well-bred gelding. He'll stay, no doubt. But like his jump-out form, he's jumped out well against a couple of smart Philip Stokes horses. And 7 Power Scheme by Fiorente. Blinkers on. Nice type of colt. He was getting warm late in the same race as Exeter. 1400 might not be far enough, but I'm going to be playing some roughies in that race.
I'm going for the 2 undefeated South Australian fillies. Really discreet is no longer South Australian, but 12 really discreet to beat 2 Dallasan, who's not a filly either, but and 8 Serengeti I've got in as well, and 10 Latin. Race 6 is the big one. You said 23, it's actually down to 22 with a scratching of Shoals. Hopefully there won't be too many more casualties, but massive field to run down the straight 6. Seppelt Wines, Newmarket handicap, 1.25 million. So it's a tenth of the prize money of the Everest, but every bit is interesting.
Yes, look, you could go berserk trying to wade through the form and try and find something here. Very tough. I've ended up just going back to an old favourite, number 6 in her time. She rarely runs badly. She won the Lightning first up. I don't think she'll go backwards second up. She's drawn probably right sort of spot out towards the outside. And I think at 14-4 in a really tough race, she doesn't owe me anything. I just found it easy to default to her at an each-way price. Number 21, Zusain, I'm going to throw in for second. I think we can forgive that ZDF run. He had a bit of a setback. He was supposed to go to the Lightning. Went to the Zenitif, slow pace, over race. Don't think he liked Caulfield. He was disappointing, certainly, if he took the $1.40. I'm just expecting big improvement from him. Four Osborne Bulls, you couldn't have missed his lightning run. And three Brave Smash, placed in this last year. I think he's going just as well. He probably should have won the Futurity had he got clear. Would have was certainly gone close to Elise anyway, so happy to include him.
Yeah, I went for Eduardo in the Oakley Plate, and no luck at all there. Hopefully we'll have better luck on the right side of the straight. In fact, all my tips are drawn over on the grandstand side. And so Eduardo on top for me, number 14. I do think the lightweights, there's been a few exceptions in recent years, but the lightweights usually do quite well in the new market. Graf, number 20 for second, also drawn out wide. Flying, Willie Pike comes over to ride. Four Osborne Bulls and 19 Encryption, the two Cummings Godolphin horses, they gallop together. On Tuesday at Flemington, and our Flemington trackman Daryl Shearer has gone out on a limb and put Encryption as his best from that track, even though Osborne Bulls finished ahead in the gallop. So my number's 14, 24 and 19. Race 7 at Flemington on Saturday. TAB CUNY Stakes for 3-year-old fillies over 1,400 metres at Group 2 level.
I'm jumping on the SA horse here, number 9, Kenyan Wonder. I've been quite taken by her performances in South Australia. She was unlucky. Second start made amends. It was only a maiden at a third start, but she won comfortably and really liked her win first up. Obviously a big step up in grade, but I think she can more than measure up. She's got the turn of foot to handle it. 11 Victory Kingdom will go forward. And I think 1,400 will be okay. She's certainly bred to handle it. Winkers on. Might just spark her up a little bit too. 14, Princess Jenny. I think she might have had a bit of a setback. She's been in a couple of times and we haven't seen her. She trialled again on Monday. 4D Oliver and trialled pretty well. I've got a fair bit of time for her. And number 1 in for 4th, Angelic Ruler. Came over with big wraps. It got beaten first up, but ran well. And Blinkers On might just spark a little bit more improvement out of her.
Yeah, I'm with her, the WA filly Angelic Ruler. Didn't think there was anything wrong with the first Victorian run. Second, number 2, Spanish Whisper. For third, Joel's tip, number 9, Kenyan Wonder. And for fourth, I've got number 5, Goldie Fox, 1,295. Second of the Group 1s, Race 8, TAB Australian Cup, 2,000 metres, weight for age. It's worth $1.5 million.
Just couldn't bring myself to tip against De Villiers. He's just done everything right. Both starts at Caulfield this prep. Barrier 1, he drew Barrier 1 at Caulfield. Hopefully he can get into the clear at the right time. I think that's probably the only thing that'll beat him. Bad luck. As I said, a couple of X factors in the race, but I think he's clearly the one to beat. I'll certainly be having a little something each way on Secundarabad. I reckon he's going super this prep. Chase De Villiers second up. Won probably against his pattern last time, but it was a good heads-up ride. 15 Shillelagh, I think she's going okay, and she was unlucky in the McKinnon this track in the spring. And I'll throw Nalmandon in for fourth. I know he's a 9-year-old, but he's been looked after. Only 21 goes. Probably should have won this race last year. It was when they were all trying to go to the inside lane, and he couldn't really get clear. He tackles this first up, but you just have to think he'd be fully wound up for this, because he just doesn't race that often, so when he does, I think he'd be right. So I've lent his way of the two Lloyd horses to throw in. But, I'm tipping the favourite, and I think it's a good race for multiples.
Yeah, I'm with Villiers as well. I think I've best bettered him both times he's stepped out, and I don't see any need to get off him now. You know, I'm not sure this is outside him, and admittedly he's not a Group 1 winner, but as I found out researching my story this week, 6 of the last 9 of these Australian Cup winners have been Group 1 maidens going into it. He's a bit like Hartnell, isn't he, in that he's, you know, I think his Australian form has exceeded his European form, and also like Hartnell in that the 3200 has probably proved too far. But pretty keen on Avilius this week from Ace High, number 3, 5 Ventura Storm at 12 Knights Watch. Last race at Flemington, Schweppes Essence Trophy Race 9, 1600 for fillies and mares at Group 3 level.
Keen on 4 Think Blur here. I thought she ran well first up, wide with a trail, didn't go overly hard, and Well, she kept finding the line pretty well there for fifth. Sort of still an untapped talent, this mare. She's won 4 from 9 by So You Think. You'd have to think she'll just keep getting better. Like her form around the likes of Harmattan and She's Dashing. She's Dashing in particular. I know she's a bit of a non-winner, but she continues to race well. I think she'll be very hard to beat, Think Blur. From 1, I Am a Star. She's 2 from 12, first or second up. So that means she's 8 from 17, third up or deeper. So we're ready to see her best now. 2, Spanish Reef. Both runs back have been good. And 10, Nantali. She was wide all the way in that same race as Think Blur. Just wondering whether she's got the same level of improvement, but she's very genuine.
Pure Scott for me. At big odds would have made it my roughy, but I took myself out of the roughy panel this week. Number 9 to beat 1, I Am a Star. 4, Think Blur. And 5, I'm a Princess. 9145. That is my value bet for the program. Race 9, number 9, Pure Scott. And I mentioned my best was race 8, number 7. Avilius, Joel, your best was Think Blur.
Yeah, Think Blur in the last. Good value. I think she's double figures, but a difficult day. And I've just sort of steered away from, I guess, a couple of the obvious. In her time, I've been my value. I think 14 and 4 is as safe as you probably could get in a race like that. And yeah, my roughie was Sikandarabad, obviously tipping Avilius, but I think Sikandarabad at around 20 to 1 is worth a dollar or two if you want to go wider than the favourite.
Okay, Randwick is the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday. Dual Group 1 card and black type right through the day. So we'll start at race 1, Winona Girl Quality, Group 3 for mares over 1,200.
One Sprite on top. She's easy to pick. She's been mixing it with the guns and been racing really well. She should be very hard to beat. 3, Winter Bride. Plenty of respect for her, though. She beat Booker 2 runs back, so that is Group 1 form. 5, Resin, first up from a break. Will improve with the run, but she's pretty consistent. And 10, Zazibar, trailed up okay for her first run back from a break.
Race 2 at Royal Randwick on Saturday is the Tokyo City Kiba Fireball Stakes, 1,100 metres for 3-year-olds at listed level.
Yeah, difficult race. I've gone 1, Santos. No luck first up in the spring, and then went to the Golden Rose on a 7-day backup. I think he had a bit of a setback leading into that campaign, so I don't think we saw the best of him. As I said, he was unlucky first up. I'm with him to beat 4, Jonker. Very speedy colt. 12, Prophet's Thumb. A little bit slow out, but had good late splits chasing a baller. And a baller goes in for fourth. So that's 1, 4, 12, 6.
And the slipper trials. First of those is race 3, Astus Riesling Stakes, Group 2, 1,200, 2-year-old fillies, and level weights.
I've gone with 10 Lee here. Godolphin have a couple. Maybe Kieran McAvoy had the pick. You would think he would pick the Magic Millions winner, Exhilarates. But I'm leaning to 10 Lee. Exhilarates, who obviously hasn't raced since the Magic Millions, will be better for the run. I think 10 Lee, she's up and going. Really good turn of foot first up. So I've lent her way. I've actually thrown Anna Heed in for second. Interesting that they back her up. She won the Sweet Embrace last week and won it pretty comfortably. So she's on the backup, very fit. One Exhilarate. She's a smart filly. And look, if she wins this, she might be very hard to beat in a couple of weeks' time. And 3, Vincere Valare, the Queensland visitor. Certainly not knocking her.
Colts and Geldings division is race 4, the University of New South Wales Todman Stakes. Same conditions.
Playing one at each way odds here, 8 spring loaded. Got a lot of time for this colt. Whether he's a slipper horse or a size horse, I'm maybe leaning to the latter, but we'll find out on Saturday. Liked his trial before the debut. He chased McLaren really well. He's an expensive colt. He's going to eat up 1,200. Nice quiet trial since that debut. Happy to back him each way from 7, Rome, who I did tip last week, so I've had to jump off him, but he trialled really well with the blinkers on. I'm expecting him to run a good race. 3, Strasbourg, 1,200 will suit him. Certainly what we saw of him in his first prep, where he got back and hit the line hard at both starts. And 2, Time to Rain, got back on the right track last time out off a disappointing first up run. He was able to beat Tassort quite comfortably in the silver slipper, so he might be back on song.
Race 5 at Royal Randwick on Saturday. Small but select field, only 6 in it as we speak. Highland Race Colours Challenge Stakes, 1,000 metres, weight for age. Group 2, the imposing presence of Redzel. Joel?
Yeah, it is a really intriguing clash. I've gone with Redzel. Look, he don't know if he'll lead. I think Ball of Muscle probably leads, but he can probably just sit outside him and It's going to be really interesting to see what they do with Esther Jarp, because she springs the lid. So, you know, I guess she could be in a position to sit outside Ball of Muscle and try and post Redzel, but will be interesting early. Redzel, though, for mine, a bit too strong. Esther Jarp's a really good filly, and Hawke's team wouldn't be putting her against Redzel if they didn't think she'd be very close, going very close to Ball of Muscle. He's a ripper and had a really good spring prep, 3 from 4. And Jungle Edge in for fourth.
Race six, Canterbury Leagues Club Stakes, aka Canterbury Stakes, and this is 1300 metres. It is a Group One at weight for age. Rock bottom money though, $500,000.
Yeah, I'm not bullish, but I've gone Trapeze Artist. I was with him first up in the expressway. He got towed up by Elise. He'd only had the one trial lead again. He's been back to the trials twice since. I just think they've really ramped up his work now leading into this, and he should be spot on. His second up record's a little bit misleading, and as long as the track's a bit drier than it was first up in the expressway, I think he can hit back. Five Shoals is the one I'm scared of. Connections have elected to go here instead of the Newmarket. She's a really talented mare. Three Kamentari was good first up in the Or. Got his haters on social media after being rolled a favourite again, but he ran pretty well. And two in for fourth, Pirata.
And the other Group One on the Randwick program is Race 7. It is the Mostyn Copper Randwick Guineas. Very short price favourite. This is obviously over 1600 for three-year-olds at set weights. Very short price favourite here, the Autumn Sun. As you alluded to earlier, though, Joel, you think the special filly Nikita Jane might just be able to roll the grey?
Yeah, look, I think it's the first time I've tipped against the Autumn Sun. It's very hard to jump off him, but I just think what we're seeing from Nikita Jane suggests she might be sort of on his level. Perhaps wasn't expected to win the Light Fingers first up. That was the shortest distance we've seen her at, but she was excellent. And then in the surround last week, wide on the turn, charged late and won. You just have to think that she's a great winning hope for them to be lining up in this on the backup. So I've lent her way from the Autumn Sun. 8 Fundamentalists, well, she was only grabbed on the line by Nikita Jane, so I've got to include her. And her 1600 metre record, while she hasn't won, she's competed at the elite level several times and her form's excellent. And 6 Purple Sector, just following him nicely through to the Rosehill Guineas and the Derby. He'll run solidly again without probably being a winning hope, but just keeping tabs on him.
Your best comes up in Race 8 at Randwick. That's the Teed Up Golf Tour's aspiration quality for fillies and mares, Group 3 over 1600.
Yeah, Natoya, double figures too, so good odds for a best bet, but I think she's going okay. She's on the backup. She ran 8th in the Guy Walter last week. This time last year, she ran 4th in that race and then backed up and ran a very unlucky 3rd in this race on Saturday, the Aspiration. This year's Guy Walter was run quicker, and the last 600 was 2 seconds quicker. I think taking that into account, she was only a length further back than she was last year. I think she ran just as well. And considering she was an unlucky 3rd in this last year after covering ground, I just think from barrier 1, she'll be really hard to beat. 3, all too soon. Will be fitter for that first up run. Chased a very promising galloper there in Seaway. 10, I like it easy. Interesting runner. First up at a mile. She was first up at 1400 on a heavy 9 in the autumn, and she won a listed race. Connections might just think she's a really good fresh horse. She's been trialling up pretty well, so I'm interested in her. First up at the mile. And 8, Ocean X. Oaksbound filly, very promising. Be very interested to see how she goes off a bit of a freshen.
And Race 9 at Randwick, the Luxury Network Randwick City Stakes, 2,000 metre listed race.
Tough race. I've gone 1 foot in heaven. Never really been one of mine since he's touched down in Oz, but they gelded him. His first up run was pretty good. He got home okay over 1,500. 2,000 should suit. 5 Castodon was good first up. He'll be fitter for that. 9 Emperor's Way looks just about ready. He gets his chance from the inside draw, and 10 Shraro up in distance might be able to improve. Natoya was my best, as you mentioned, race 8 number 2, and my value is spring loaded, race 4 number 8.
Alrighty, Morfordville Park, they're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. We won't worry too much about it because the main racing, obviously, in Adelaide this weekend is Adelaide Cup Day on Monday. Can tell you that Richo's best for the program on the Parks track on Saturday is race 6 number 8, Equal Love. His value bet race 8 number 14, now and forever. We're back on the Eagle Farm track. in Brisbane on Saturday, Joel. A big field once again, as they have been consistently since Eagle Farm has reopened. Big success for Mick Goody and team, and your best in value come up fairly late in the program.
Yeah, the value is Mullamore, race 6, number 6. He was their value about a fortnight ago. He was big odds and he ran well for fourth. I think if you were with him that day, you've got to stick with him. He was wide, just off midfield, and kept finding the line really well. Drawn a bit better. 1,800 shouldn't be a problem on that run. And still getting double figure, so a good play each way. And no reason to jump off a winner. Reckless Choice, the best, race 9, number 4. Going for 3 on the trot. We've been with him. This is a little bit tougher than the last class 6 he ran in. There's a few more winning hopes. But he just travelled so well last time. Was never going to lose. And I expect him to land the hat-trick.
Alrighty, Ascot is the venue once again for Perth Racing on Saturday. There is a listed race. It's a two-year-old race over 1,000 metres, the Supremacy Stakes Race 4. And BJ is keen to back a first starter here. It's called Is a Bombshell. Filly in the Fred Kersley camp. So there you go. Race 4, number 6, Is a Bombshell. BJ's best. Race 7, number 9, Upward Others. And his value bet, race 8, number 12, Classic Pro. Earlier in the day across the Tasman, there is a big triple Group 1 card at Ellerslie. There is the Systema Stakes for the 2-year-olds, the New Zealand Stakes for the weight for ages over 2,000, and the $500,000 Auckland Cup over the traditional 2-mile journey, all at Group 1 level.
Yeah, the 2-year-old race, I've gone for one of the maidens, number 9, Ulla Loon. She's been just finishing very hard in races like the Karaka Million and the Matamata Breeders. She's probably looking for the 1,400 of the size, but I think 1,200 at Ellerslie. Bit of speed here, she'll be finishing very hard. 6, Aretha, hard to jump off her after she won for us a couple of weeks ago at a good price, so certainly wouldn't knock her. 3, Enjoy the Show, won a deep maiden just last week, so a quick back up into a Group 1. And 11, Just Serene, plenty of interest here. Tony McAvoy trained filly. Big raps on her. She hasn't got the job done yet, but she was only just beaten by Castelvecchio in a maiden at the second start, so in hindsight, not a bad run. The Bone Crusher New Zealand Stakes Race 8, on with On the Rocks, number 1. To beat the Gun Mares, 10 Dan Dan Dance Dance Dance, 9 Melody Bell, and 6 Vinda Dance. And the Auckland Cup, my best bet is Charles Road. We know him well, placed in the Sydney Cup, ran creditable in the Melbourne Cup, and he's pretty well off here, 57, only 4 off the minimum. Very hard to beat. 2 Von Jamask, another horse we know well, 8 Gun Down, and 14 Glory Days. Charles Road the best, a la Loon. The value, Trentham, just a 7-race card. The best bet is Cotton Eva, race 7, number 5. And the value is Eva Dawn, race 5, number 7.
Okie dokie. That takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Your winning post, of course, takes you through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as always. Plus, we've got the big lift-out form guide for Morphaville Adelaide Cup Day on Monday in this week's bumper issue. In the between times, though, Joel, there's some good racing on Sunday. There we've got full form for the Echuca and Stony Creek Cups, and of course, one of Australia's biggest country meetings, and that's the Canberra Cup Day, and the main race there being the Black Opal. You've also got the Canberra Guineas and the National Sprint all at black type level. You've done the tips for that.
Yeah, had a bit of a look at the form for Canberra. Black Opal, I like Pinsec from the Godolphin camp. They've got a couple in the race. Pinsec, 1 start, 1 win. It was a good effort on the Kenzo track. There was a colt just behind him that I've got a lot of time for in Olympic. And the runner-up has since finished runner-up to the Philip Stokes filly that's one of the favourites for the size. So a bit of form around that debut win. Happy to be on Pinsec in the Black Opal. Allergic in the Cup. He's a bit of a money muncher, but third up. His two runs have been okay. I think he can improve. And the other one I liked was Yulong January, race 4, number 1. Didn't have a lot of luck in the Zusane race at Caulfield. 1,400 should suit him nicely.
Alrighty, on Monday, they are racing at Morphaville on the main track, and there's plenty of interest there. There's a couple of listed races, but the main race, of course, is the Group 2 Adelaide Cup, worth 400,000 over 3,200 metres. Not the most, not the highest quality Adelaide Cup of all time, but they have got 20 to face the starter, plus one emergency. And there's a few interesting runners there, notably East Ender, who is coming off wins in the 4 in a row, including the Devonport Launceston and Hobart and Launceston Cups. He's the top weight and has drawn barrier 18. Richo's tip number 4, Naval Warfare, has been travelling very well, not really putting a foot wrong along the way. Bondiger came across from Kieran Murray and David Eustace and won the lead up last Saturday. The Lord Reams. You haven't had a look at the Adelaide Cup, John?
Just a brief look. Surprise Baby's a horse I've got a fair bit of time for, but he's off the setback, scratched at the gates. He was in 3 races last week. They went to the Valley and he got scratched at the gates. So, you know, it's a big step up in trip and it's a bit of a rush without that run last week. He's a nice horse, so I might have a couple of dollars on him, but just beware.
Anyway, Richo's best is in the Cup race 7, number 4, Naval Warfare. His value bet in the Matrice Stakes, race 8, number 14, Skildora, and his selection in the other listed race, which is the C.S. Hayes Memorial, race 6, is number 8, R. Shin Rook. So, if you haven't picked up your winning post already, please do. Still only $5.50, as I mentioned, all the form, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, and into Monday with the form for Morpheville Fields for everywhere else, bar the Victorian meeting, which does not accept until Friday, so we unfortunately, folks, we can't get it in the paper at all. Best $20 bet for the weekend, Joel.
Big fields, pretty good races for duets. So I'm going to have a duet in the Newmarket. Box up 5 horses for $2. That's your $20. Force 3, 4, 6, 9, and 21. So just adding in Booker to my top 4 picks.
And having stupidly backed up on the inevitable last week, should have gone for the other Tasmanian. I'm just going to go for a short one this time in race 8, number 7 at Flemington on Saturday, and that is Avilius. Have a great weekend, everybody. Long weekend if you got one. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.